King Arthur was a hero, his fame was everywhere. He had a big round table cause he couldn't stand a square. But you don't learn that in school. You don't learn that in school. There ain't no doubt about it. You don't learn that in school.
To serve, you don't need no hers. Milk and water, milk and water now. Milk and water, milk and water now. But wait just a minute, don't get me wrong. I swear I won't be on this kick for long. Milk and water, milk and water. See my baby and see her soon. Gonna be real juice by tomorrow noon. Milk and water, milk and water now. Milk and water, milk and water now. But wait just a minute, don't get me wrong. Swear I won't be on this kick for long. Milk and water, milk and water now. Milk and water.
And the bull walked around Ole, and the bull walked around Ole. Ring on the picador, the matador, he swept the floor with the torador, and the bull walked around Ole. There was a torador, so the story goes, he used to kill the bull and turn up his nose. One day a big black bull from the pampas came, who never heard of the senior's fame. The Torador turned to take a bow. The bull said, here's your end right now. And the bull walked around Ole. And the bull walked around Ole. Bring on the picador, the matador. He swept the floor with the Torador. And the bull walked around Ole. And the bull walked around Ole. And the bull walked around Ole.
Bring on the picket on the monitor. We swept the floor with the Torador, and the bull walked around away. Another Torador swore he'd get the peace. Said he would give the town's folks a big fat feast. But then the big black bull, he just yawned away. And Santa knowed he'd be glad to play. The Torador knelt to tie his shoe. Next Thursday's funeral is at two. And the bull walked around Ole. And the bull walked around Ole. Bring on the picador, the matador, he swept the floor with the Torador, and the bull walked around Ole. The Torador union having fits, decided it was time they should call it quits. They planted daffodils in the bullfight ring, and to this day all the poets sing of the big black bull with a heart so stout, who taught the people all to shout. And the bull walked around Ole. And the bull walked around Ole. Bring on the picador, the matador, we swept the floor with the Torador, and the bull walked around Ole. And the bull walked around Ole. And the bull walked around Ole. And the bull walked around Ole.
And the bull walked around Ole. Les Harris there. Closing things out on a triumphant note. Amos Milburn before that with Milk and Water, and at the top of the set, the Nat King Cole Trio. You don't learn that in school. You don't learn this in school. Honky Tonk Radio Girl is coming right up. You're tuned to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and all over the world at WFMU.O-R. Where is it? G.
Turn your radio on. Your program is a starting. Her voice is as smooth as a pearl. Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves. From the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky tonk radio girl. She's your honky tonk radio girl.
Thank you. You're listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. My name's Becky, and I'm here every Wednesday. I play country music for you. Country, western, rockabilly, hillbilly, etc., etc., etc. I hope y'all listened to the last hour of Matt Five Ash's show, and if not, you should listen back, because that last song he played, one of my favorites. I actually was in Portland and surrounds this last weekend and got some new records that I haven't listened to yet, so we're gonna have that adventure together. You know how fun that is. But that's just a handful of records. I also brought a bunch of my own that I have heard before. So we're going to start with that. And Tabby West, you're listening to WFMU.
Mama boys, I've got one. She's a ham-tramic baby and she has her fun.
She's a ham-tramic mama, and she sure does know her stuff. She's the hottest thing in town. Lordy, how she can love.
Oh, she's cooking in the daytime, shimming at night. She's a ham-tramic mama and she shakes it right.
She's a ham-tramic mama, and she sure does know her stuff. She's the hottest thing in town. Lordy, how she can love.
You can tell her not to do it, but she'll do it just the same. She's a Hamtramck mama that no man can tame.
She's a Hamtramck mama, and she sure does know her stuff. She's the hottest thing in town. Lordy, how she can love.
Now she shook it last night and the night before. Got up this morning, want to shake it some more.
She's a Hamtramck mama, and she sure does know her stuff. She's the hottest thing in town. Lordy, how she can love.
On the lot, cause I heard him say, but we'll go to Hamtramck where they do it anyway.
She's a Hamtramck mama, and she sure does know her stuff. She's the hottest thing in town. Lordy, how she can love.
Now she shook it in the country, she shook it in town, when the preacher sorry ladies Bible down.
She's a Hamtramck mama, and she sure does know her stuff. She's the hottest thing in town. Lordy, how she can love.
Alone and so blue, but I'll always dream. Still, I'll never own you. Making believe it's all I can do. Can't hold you close when you're not with me. You're somebody's love, you'll never be mine. Making believe I'll spend my lifetime loving you. Making believe. Are so few. My plans for the future will never come true. Making believe, what else can I do? Can't hold you close when you're not with me. You're somebody's love, you'll never be mine. Making believe I'll spend my lifetime loving you. Making believe.
I called for you last Saturday night. You said that you weren't feeling just right. There's one wheel dragging on my red wagon, and that one wheel is you. Better quit your fooling, or my love you'll be losing, 'cause I'm about to blow my top. You've got a list of bows, I know, but on your list my name don't show. There's one wheel dragging on my red wagon, and that one wheel is you. You're the one that's on my mind, but all you've done is waste my time. There's one wheel dragging on my red wagon, and that one wheel is you.
It's half a squeeze and half a wiggle. Now you know how, so baby, let's wiggle. Standard brands of pitch and woo are out of style for me and you. For now we know what real gone love can do. So let's take time while love light shines, for this just meant for two. It's half a squeeze and half a wiggle. Now you know how, so baby, let's squiggle. I learned about the squiggle one day on the farm. A city-fied gal took me by the arm. She said, follow the leader and you'll understand. You don't need a blueprint to learn this plan. It's half a squeeze and half a wiggle. Now you know how, so baby, let's squiggle. Kisses on the sly, for old time folks might satisfy. But when it comes to young'uns in the know, at night or noon, come time to spoon, a squiggle's in the show. It's half a squeeze and half a wiggle. Now you know how, so baby, let's squiggle. The squiggle was invented a long time ago. A guy and a gal thought romance was too slow, so they put their heads together and the fun began. By experimentation they found a plan. It's half a squeeze and half a wiggle. Now you know how, so baby, let's squiggle. And half a wiggle. Now you know how, so baby, let's wiggle.
Williams. You are listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. We heard Porter Wagoner and Let's Squiggle, which I guess is a very obscure dance craze. One Wheel Dragon was by Lloyd Weaver. Before that, Jimmy Work and the original version of Making Believe, one of my favorite country songs of all time, also covered by Kitty Wells, also covered by Social Distortion, and also covered by my friend Thirsty Dave, and that goes out to him, because that's my favorite version of that song. The York Brothers on the Great Fortune label did Hamtramck Mama. Hillbilly Blues was by Tabby West. And I did want to just note that that last instrumental that I have been speaking over by Jimmy Collins with Big Jim DeNoon, it's called Fluid Drive. That is 110% I Want to Be Like You from the Jungle Book, which I don't know if it was written by Louis Prima, but was performed by Louis Prima. So... I can't explain that one other than trying to get something over. But anyway, we're going to hear right now from the Five Williamson Brothers. You are listening to WFMU.
Without much to go on. I jumped on the wheel of my old rag wagon and I scratched in the peel. My twin pipes bellered a blue smoke trail. Well, I'd track down my baby if I had to make bail. I stopped at the drugstore to get me a smoke, and my baby and the cat had been in for a coke. And bebopped the chicken to the jukebox tone and then took off for parts unknown. Right then I'd say I was a little upshook. I reached and grabbed up the telephone book. I called Record Hops and my baby's friends, trying to see what the dial had planned. But I found out just a little more than I knew. My customized rod had a job to do. I headed out and I was ready to go. Two carburetors, anything but slow. Speed shifted to second and the high flew with a needle of reading 102. I slid up to the light and I made my stop. Then I saw it in front of a record hop. I started thinking about a honeymoon. Then my baby saw me and to me she runs. Said, my lover boy, you're the only one. My lover boy, you're the only one.
Now old Sam Lumpkin, he had a little show. He lost his gator man just a short time ago. Little blue eyes from the peanut stand, said Sam, I found you another gator man. Sam, I found you another gator man. He came from the swamp when he was 16. Got kicked out of school cause he was so mean. He could swim like a fish, he could fight like a lion, and he wrestled every gator that he ever could find. He wrestled every gator that he ever could find. Some was big and some was little, but Alligator Joe was as big as a fiddle. He wrestled them gators and he made a lot of money, but he still couldn't handle that 100 pounds of honey. He still couldn't handle that 100 pounds of honey. From the Georgia swamps they brought Sawtooth Sal. As alligators go, she was a mean old gal. Joe whacked her on the head and he hooked her in the tail, and he stretched old Sal out stiff as a rail. Stretched old Sal out stiff as a rail. I went down to Georgia a little while ago. I saw old Sam and I asked about Joe. Said he only had time just to wave one hand for a big gator took him to the promised land. A big gator took him to the promised land. Some was big and some was little, but Alligator Joe was as big as a fiddle. He wrestled them gators and he made a lot of money, and he left it all to his 100 pounds of honey. He left all his money to 100 pounds of honey. He left all his money to 100 pounds of honey. He left all his money.
Seven seas, I sail the ocean blue. There isn't anything in this world to keep me away from you.
Will you be waiting for my imagination, or is it a dream? Will you be waiting for my imagination, or is it a dream?
Thank you.
regret the day we parted. You thought that you would hurt me, but you hurt yourself instead. When you went on seeing others from the day that we were wed. Hey, baby, now you'll get no sympathy. Cause you made me blue when you proved untrue. Now you're broken-hearted too.
Girl on WFMU. We heard Charles Wilson and Hey Baby. Ahead of that, Will You Be Waiting by Cliff Sullins on the Ranger label, which includes a very nice image of the mitten of Michigan. That's a Michigan record. Mac Curtis, 100 Pounds of Honey. Before that, Track Down Baby by Tom James from a compilation called Ah Rockabilly, in all caps. And I'm interested to know from folks who are listening, if you go to WFME.org, you can get to a live playlist where you can see what I'm playing and also talk to some nice folks. I know Dave Despaz is tuned in. If you have a discrepancy between the cover of an LP, the notes on the back and the label on the actual album, what rules? Because there were three different interpretations of the number of letters that go into Ah in Ah Rockabilly, and I didn't really know what to do. I went with the front cover, but maybe I was wrong. Please weigh in. And top of the set, the five Williamson brothers, I've Got a Bead on You, Baby. Okay, now we're going to hear some records that I've never heard that I bought in Portland. This first one I'm not sure about, but we'll see. It's by Mike Clark, and it is from the Pacific Northwest. You're listening to WFMU.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and my papa. And down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherry. It's good to touch the green, green grass. Yes, they'll all come to me, arms are reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherry. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I wake around me, at the four gray walls that surround me, and I realize that I was only dreaming. For outside there's a guard, a sad old padre. Arm in arm, we'll walk at daybreak, and again I'll touch the green, green grass. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree when they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
I've waited each day since you have been gone. No letter today. All my days are so long. Oh, why don't you write? I know I was wrong. Just give me one chance. I know it's no use, though I hope and I pray. The postman went by, no letter today. Chance, please won't you forgive?
it's no use. Though I hope and I pray, the postman went by, no letter today. The postman went by, no letter today. The postman went by.
I brat. Leroy's more than trouble. Yeah, he stands about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him treetop lover. The men just call him sir. Well, he's bad, 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 bad. Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole darn town. Badder than old King Kong. Well, he's meaner than a junkyard dog. Gambler, yeah, he wears his fancy clothes. He likes to wave his diamond ring in front of everybody's nose. He's got a custom Continental, he's got an Eldorado too. He's got a .32 gun in his pocket for fun. Well, there's a razor in his shoe. Well, he's bad, 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 bad. Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole darn town. Badder than old King Kong. Well, he's meaner than a junkyard dog. About a week ago, Leroy was shooting dice, and at the edge of the bar sat a girl named Doris, and oh, that girl looked nice. Well, he cast his eyes upon her, the trouble soon began. Leroy learned a lesson about a messing with the wife of a jealous man. The two men started fighting, and when they pulled them from the floor, Leroy saw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone. Well, he's bad, 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 bad. Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole darn town. Badder than old King Kong. Well, he's meaner than a junkyard dog.
Listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. Okay, we heard a bunch of records. Not all of them that I'd never heard before, but some of them I'd never heard before. That last one, Helen Long and the Long Shots, from an LP that was obviously sold as a promotion for the house band at a hotel. The Ponderosa Hotel, to be precise, I believe in Reno, Nevada. The back sleeve says, becoming successful in the entertainment business can be as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, create a product with widespread appeal. 2, believe totally in the product that has been created. 3, be willing to sacrifice normal activities such as eating and sleeping in order to perfect this product. So that's the ringing endorsement of this album. You may have noticed that the steel guitar was way better than it needed to be, especially on Leroy Brown, which is, to me, one of the funniest songs of all time. I think it's a great comedy song. But that is because a great woman steel player is on it and arranged it, named Linda Buzzard. So thanks, Linda. And thanks, Helen Long and the Long Shots. Before that, Perk Williams did I'm That Fool. I'm Proud of Me was by Don Bailey. Then two from the Pacific Northwest, Lee Kelly from Tacoma, Washington, No Letter Today. And from Portland, Mike Clark and his version of The Green, Green Grass of Home. We have about 9 minutes left in the program, so let's see what we can get to. The first one up is going to be Bucky Allred. You're listening to WFMU.
Well, it's 6:05, the boys are waking up. Headed for the boogie in his pickup truck. Mama, he's no stranger. He's a fun-loving Rexall Ranger. With his Acme boots and his U-rolling hat. Can of skull in his Wrangler pants. No, he's no stranger. He's a Rexall Ranger. Well, he's telling the little ladies that he's gonna make a show. His riding's getting better cause the cowboy told him so. Putting on his spurs and he's ready to go. Yeah, Rex is gonna make his first rodeo. He's a drinking at Boone's Farm apple wine. Tell all the ladies on that cowboy line. No, he's no stranger. He's a Rexall Ranger. Well, I got myself a bottle of that there Boone's Farm wine. Get up some of that old cowboy line. No, I'm no stranger, I'm a Rexall Ranger. Well, now listen to me, friends, before you come back. Go out and buy yourself a U-rolling hat. No, don't be no stranger, be a Rexall Ranger. Mama, all you need is a roper, not a doper. Cowboys do it all American. Rexall Ranger.
Thundering, a thundering and lightning. You know the day this poor boy was born. I ain't never known nothing but your trouble. You know your trouble and your hate and scorn. You know my daddy, Lord, he died in a train wreck. Yeah, my mama, she was born to lose. You know my middle name is Natural Born Trouble. Yeah, and my last name it is. Oh yeah, yeah, my last name it is the Blue. I see the cold light a coming from the window of your warm $40,000 home. Yeah, but I don't need you people, because the blues, they was meant to roam. Oh yeah, yeah, the blues, they was meant to roam. Well, now hunger is my companion. Cold and pain, they know my cry. Oh yeah, you people, you can pray for salvation. Yeah, but the blues don't never die. Nothing but your trouble. You know your trouble and your hate and scorn. You know my daddy, Lord, he died in a train wreck. You know my mama, she died of the wound. You know my middle name is Natural Born Trouble, Lord. And my last name it is the Blues. Oh yeah, yeah, my last name it is the Blues. Thank you.
word that to a man, a woman is a treat. And you've heard how man will go out and cheat, but they never stop and think about the things they can't see. Things that happen in a home to a foolish man like me. They don't see how you act when we are all alone, and how hard I've tried to make us at home. Darling, have no fear. Although you can't see him, he is always near. Now God knows a cheat when he sees one, and you can't hide your sins in a closet, and he recognizes no withdrawals where there has never been a deposit.
They don't see how you act
when we are all alone, and how hard I've tried to make us a home.
There is always someone.
Darling, have no fear. Although you can't see him, he is always near.
We heard Jim Taylor in Unknown Sin. Before that, the great Hoyt Axton. His mom wrote Heartbreak Hotel, and he was kind of a dreamboat in his day, I would say. It's Hoyt Axton with the Chambers Brothers. I don't think it's the Soul Chambers Brothers, to be honest. And starting off that set, the Rexall Ranger by Bucky Allred. I'll be back next week playing more country music for you. Please stay tuned because you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.